This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You are with Kelvin and Lynn on the evening edition. Now it's time for the market wrap, and we have Nadira Matrang with us in the studios. Now, sales of red meats in the UK fell £185 million last year, and this is due to rising demand for a vegan or vegetarian diet. Nadira, what's the story here?
So there is actually a growing movement this month in the UK called Veganuary, where people are encouraged to eat plant-based and other non-meat food during January. So due to this campaign, Nielsen says beef sales fell by 4% and pork sales were down 6% last year. Meat-free alternatives, on the other hand, recorded the biggest growth rate of 18% to 405 million. And among the reasons for the transition to this diet include health concerns, animal welfare, to refuse support to industries that contribute to climate crisis, or simply to save money on groceries. Well, there have been also questions raised around whether plant-based diets are just a passing fad, but experts believe that the shift is here to stay, and it's been estimated that the global market for alternative plant-based proteins will reach $5.2 billion in 2020, and it will continue to expand at an annual rate of 8.3%. And may I just add that the Golden Globes last night served its very first plant-based menu as part of the organizers' sustainability efforts.
Oh, fancy. You know, aside from plant-based food, an annual review found that chocolate, rolling tobacco and alcohol were actually among the top supermarket products of 2019.
So trade journal DeGrosser found that chocolate was the fastest growing supermarket product of last year. And this is due to Brexit uncertainties, which prompted consumers to cut back on eating out, holidays and other bigger purchases. Instead, they're spending more on eating in and treating themselves at home. So Nielsen says that indulgent categories do well when consumer confidence is falling. So for once, Brexit may have actually boosted rather than harmed sales of many products. And other than that, the bad weather, or rather the poor summer, also hit sales of ice cream and alcohol, while smokers are opting for tobacco to save money. So while there has been an increase of people cutting back on eating animal products because of Veganuary, there are also people going for options that are far from healthy, thanks to Brexit.
Well, what to do, you know, when you're so stressed out, I guess you just want to be able to chill. For now, moving on to Bursan, I guess some are related. London Biscuits is one of the decliners today. What's happening?
So London Biscuits say its external auditor, Nexia, has resigned due to insufficient resources to provide professional due care to the company and its subsidiaries. London Biscuits says it will take the necessary steps to appoint another firm as its auditor for the financial year ended September 2019. At the close, London Biscuits was down 5.6% at 8.5 cent.
Nadira, thank you so much for those updates.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.